This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2178. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded February 16th, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Chile, China, Colombia, Cuba, Egypt, Germany, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Italy, Korea North and South, Mongolia, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Switzerland, Turkey, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, LRA 36 Antarctica continues to show up on an irregular basis on 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. There was no broadcast heard on Saturday, February 11th, around 15:30, but they were on the air after short notice on Wednesday, February 15th, from at least 1939. Thanks to Horacio Negro for letting us know. We tuned in via remotes in Brazil or Argentina. It was mostly music, and they were on the air for several hours this time. I tracked them until they finally chopped off at midnight 27 UT, February 16th. I suspect they were trying out a new 1 kilowatt transmitter, which they were expecting to be delivered for temporary use until they get an even more powerful 10 kilowatt transmitter by next southern summer. Anyhow, better reception than before, so perhaps there's been a slight power increase. I still can't hear it direct, but some others were, as far as Europe or British Columbia. Argentina to the world via WRMI, still stuck in the past, says Harold Sellers in BC. Almost 2 months now they've been broadcasting the December 22nd program in English, such as at 0200 UT February 14th on 9395. And Fred Waterer replies, the French service seems lost in a time warp too. As near as I can tell, there are lots of mentions of December 2022. Now some reports about Australia's low-power private shortwave stations lacking any Radio Australia. Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California, says, on Monday, February 13th, presumed to be Bay Islands Radio or Island FM on 5045. Thanks to a tip from Hiroyuki Komatsubara in Japan, I had not heard it for quite a while, and assume they have been off the air. Tune in at 12:33, extremely weak signal, faint singing. Started to improve after 14:15 towards its local sunrise, 14:57. Playing pop songs. Still on the air at 15:45. On that frequency, 5045, it'll certainly be a problem for reception of Nick's Radio DX Norfolk Island when it's reactivated on the same frequency. But is this back to daily broadcasting? Yes, Ron follows up. Indeed back, heard for 3 consecutive days, such as February 15th, from 14:15 until 15:10, with much better reception. And also February 16th, randomly heard between 11:18 and 13:46, with non-stop pop songs, but no IDs. Also on February 16th, Matt Francis says, respectable signal, good audio quality, on Sydney's northern beaches, with pop songs, but no IDs after 0725. That station is in Queensland, and so is the next one, 10 kilohertz up, on 5055, 4KZ in Innisfail. It has a sesquikilowatt. Gary Pence has been monitoring that via remote receivers, and he says it made it to the east coast of North America. Heard February 11th at 10 UT with an ID via a remote in Vermont, after also hearing it at 0952 via remote on the California coast at Half Moon Bay, with pop music and classic rock. Following quite a mystery at first in the World of Radio group, UT February 16th, John Filiozzi in New York on 7400 was hearing some instrumental music, light jazz, since 0250 on 7400. No announcements and no IDs. This frequency is supposedly reserved for International Radio for Disaster Relief. Thus, no stations are officially registered for it except the placeholder Vatican Radio. So is this a test of that? Walt Salmanov in BC and Don Moman in Alberta were hearing it direct. I also had a poor signal via remote in Europe. When Horacio Negro in Uruguay says there is better reception via remote in Brazil. And in fact, he soon recognized the music being played as Brazilian, with an unreadable ID at 0546. Then Ron Howard found something on YouTube about a Radio Antares as the star in Scorpio on that frequency, reported January 29th at 2209 with a recording. And while Somniv says it was still audible but weaker at 0705. And Bruce Churchill was getting it on a remote in Iceland after 0745. Back at 0424, when I heard it via the remote in Holland, it said the frequency was from 8 to 12 hertz on the minus side. More Brazilian news. February 16th at 0756, I found that Radio Voz Missionaria was almost on frequency, 5940.026, after years closer to 5938. Its 31-meter band frequency, 9665, varies both sides of that, such as February 11th at 0740, 83 hertz plus. And another one is usually a barely audible carrier all night, just above 9819, Radio 9 de Julio. But Gary Pence recorded it via remote in nearby Argentina at 06UT on February 13th with much better reception.
AM 1600 kHz.
Ondas curtas, 9820 kHz.
Em 31 metros.
Pela internet,
radio9dejulho.com.br.
E nas redes sociais.
Acesse arroba Rádio 9 de Julho.
Rádio 9 de Julho Católica.
Uma emissora da Fundação Metropolitana Paulista. São Paulo, Brasil.
Catedral da Sé.
Informa a hora certa.
3 horas.
That's on 9819.1. Claudio Galas in Chile reports a fifth harmonic of 1530 on 7650 Radio Nexo, N-E-X-O, February 9th at 2307. The distance from his location is over 300 kilometers. Claudio Galas also reports some excellent FMDX all the way from Colombia in the middle of his night after 04UT, two stations in Medellin, on 98.9 Radio Tropicana, and on 107.9 Radio El Sol. The distance, as I measured, is 2,814 statute miles, so that means it's most likely trans-equatorial scatter or possibly triple-hop sporadic E. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports Beibu Bay Radio China, 5050, February 15th at 1516 with her daily two-minute spot in English. Today's keyword is trademark. Unfortunately, WRMI's new frequency of 5050 blocks Beibu Bay Radio, as Art Delbert also agrees. At 2248, the WRMI carrier was already on with BBR audible underneath. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. This week, Wolfgang Büschel, listening via remote in Alberta, says the daytime frequency 15140 was, surprise, surprise, still on the air well into the night in Spanish at 0244 UT, February 16th. From Egypt, Radio Cairo had been missing from 9440, the English to North America frequency at 2115, since mid-January. However, on February 14th at 2229, I was hearing a signal there again, so distorted I could not be positive it was in English, but what else could it be? Gone again 24 hours later. The other transmitter is somewhat more active. Ken Zicke in Michigan reports on 12 February at 2004 to 2035, 9900. Some Arabic music and probably some talk in French. News on the half hour, but hard to understand with rumbly modulation. Wiggle that patch cord. This frequency is usually reported 1 or 2 kilohertz on the plus side. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, reminds us of the annual broadcast of Radio Imran. That's O-umlaut, M-R-A-N-G. It's always on February 21st. This year, that's Tuesday, on 15215 between 16 and 17 UT. And now, as expected, via the Issoudun France transmitter. It's in Frisian, German, and a bit of English. And it's beamed 300 degrees toward New York, where apparently there are Frisian expatriates. AP reports that a $50 million shrine built to honor the slain missionary in Guatemala, Stanley Rother, is about to be opened in Oklahoma City. A dedication mass has been set for February 17th. The local Catholic diocese is hoping all this publicity will help get Stanley Rother declared a saint eventually. Why are we telling you this? Because he was also the manager of La Voz de Atitlan in Guatemala, 2390, which many of us DX'd back in the day until he was killed by rebels. And he was originally from Oklahoma. Unfortunately, the mainstream press never mentions this radio connection, and I wonder if it'll be acknowledged anywhere in the shrine. Another AP story of February 15th. Indian officials search BBC offices for second straight day. Tax officials searched offices in India, questioning staff about the organization's business operations. The searches came weeks after the BBC aired a documentary critical of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the UK. Rights groups and opposition politicians denounced the move by India's Income Tax Department as an attempt to intimidate the media. The documentary, titled India, The Modi Question, was broadcast last month examining the Prime Minister's role in 2002 anti-Muslim riots in Gujarat, where he was chief minister. More than 1,000 people were killed in the violence. BBC said the documentary was rigorously researched, involving a wide range of voices and opinions. The Foreign Ministry called the documentary a propaganda piece. Press freedom in India has been on a steady decline in recent years. It fell 8 places to 150 out of 180 countries in the 2022 Press Freedom Index, published by Reporters Without Borders. Furthermore, India has a hard time adhering to accurate frequencies. Wolfgang Bussel reports on February 16th at 0224, the Delhi Kingsway transmitter in the Tibetan and Nepalese programs, way off frequency at 11559.772, as heard via remote in Alberta. About WRMI's relay of Voice of Indonesia at 08 UT on 7780. It's not on the air every night. Ron Howard has been observing it. He says on Saturday, February 11th, instead, there was the mighty KBC giant jukebox. But on Sunday the 12th, VOI was relaying the Channel 2 program with news in English and Indonesia Today and weather, but then playing a lot of pop music instead of various features about Indonesia on their other English hour, which is not being relayed. The VOI Channel 1 English program is on their own shortwave frequencies, 3325 and 4749.95, such as at 13 UT, including Indonesia Today, Indonesian Wonder, My Indonesia, Let's Learn Bahasa Indonesia, and so forth, with indigenous music. But it's seldom audible with a strong carrier on the lower frequency and too much interference or no propagation on the other frequency. Italy non, the IRRS relay via Bulgaria at 18 to 19 UT on 7295 also puts out a second harmonic. I was hearing that Friday, February 10th at 1836, an S7 signal into the Dutch remote, measured on 14589.997. This is also pertinent to World Radio, as we shall hear later. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2178, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Thus, financial support is very much appreciated. Our thanks this week to Joe Caberlin, VE1EJ, now in Ontario, sent some U.S. dollars and a book to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Korea North Non, transmitted from Japan, JSR, Shokase or Seabreeze, the February frequency changes via Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, the 13 to 14 UT broadcast, including English, normally only on Wednesdays, 6145 and 7345, replacing 5930 and 7280, and repeat at 16UT on 6180 and 7325, replacing 6135 and 5990. From South to North Korea, Ron Howard reports as of February 13th. Echo of Hope, VOH, has not changed frequencies for a month. Heard at 1316UT, not as much jamming as usual. 5995, 6250, 6350, 9100, all fairly good with no jamming. And 3985 and 4885, poor with jamming. VOP, Voice of the People, had not changed frequencies either. Voice of Freedom on 6045 at 1325, February 13th, had a program of indigenous music. He enjoys its unique music and with an exceptionally strong signal on that date. And Ron Howard also reports, February 16th at 11:47, on 5900, National Unification Broadcasting from South Korea, also known as National Unity Radio, with a brief Chinese language lesson, mostly in Korean, with a few Chinese words. Starts with a very distinctive theme song by a popular Malaysian singer. Ron says, I had a native speaker of Chinese listen to the lesson, and she comments, it's very bad Chinese, speaking in wrong tones. I did not immediately understand what she was talking about. The lesson is a question, what is your cell phone number? How about trying to monitor the two English broadcasts direct from Voice of Mongolia? At 1430 UT on 12014.876, says Wolfgang Duschel, monitoring via remotes in Japan and elsewhere, on February 8th. Stephen Luce in Texas has also been checking for this via Japanese remotes, 1430 in English. Mixed results, sometimes on the air in the clear, other times clashing with co-channel Voice of Korea in French, or be okay by itself, or the frequency is empty. It appears that both of them are quite irregular. The 0900 English broadcast on 12085 is 3 a.m. local time for Stephen in Texas, so he hasn't been trying for that. However, Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I've scheduled recordings of it starting before 09 via the remote in Holland, only a weak signal received on February 16th, but I could identify their interval signal. Too weak to understand any speech. I think this transmission is beamed south, contributing to poor reception. However, Gary Pence in Texas was monitoring, as always, via some remote on February 15th. He says there was a loss of signal during starting 23 minutes into the English program at 0923 on 12084.875. It came back on with no modulation at 0931. Ron Howard says, for a long time, Myanmar has had sole possession of 5985 at 15 to 16 UT, but no longer. Voice of Turkey is causing serious interference. In the past, it was difficult to make out the news in English at 1530 due to the announcer's accent. But now, with the interference, I can only make out a few bits and pieces, a very sad development. That was on February 13th. Kari Kallio in Finland listens to the low-power Netherlands station Radio Delta International in 6020 and 11730 on Sundays, and he heard them announce that the 18-language carousel program will be broadcast Sunday, 19 February, at 08 to 09 UT. Yet another frequency change registered for the low-power 1-kilowatt mic radio in Herde, the Netherlands, according to HFCC, as of February 15th, says Ivo Ivanov. It's 6105, non-directional in Dutch and English, Saturdays and Sundays at 08 until 12, replacing 5875. The span of two AM frequencies at once from Radio New Zealand, apparently from 13 to 1630 UT, not only 7390, but 9700, being reported by Ricky Young in Alberta, Rick Barton in Arizona, and also in the NASA flash sheet by Pavic in BC. Unfortunately, on February 13th, after 13 UT, Rodney Johnson in Minnesota and Ricky Long in Alberta were hearing a double audio feed for a considerable period from Radio New Zealand National and Pacific. I was hearing that Soviet hymn, also known as Russian National Anthem, looping over and over for 3 or 4 minutes on 9310 USB February 10th at 05:51 until it cut off at 06:03. Harold Frojan, Michigan says on February 14th it came on at 04:52. Wolfgang Büschel reports Saudi Arabia on 15170.069. February 16th at 03:12. It's usually the Holy Quran program, but he was hearing morning children hour chorus of girls religious singing, making him wonder. This is scheduled from 03 until 05:57. Heard via remote in Alberta. Something's nullified in Noblejas. On Wednesday, February 15th, the English semi-hour from Spanish National Radio at 23 UT was dead air on 9690, the North American frequency, while the other three were okay. And the dead air continued considerably after and probably before that program. Andrea Lavendel refers us to a half-sesquihour audio video of Bob Zanotti talking about his experiences before, during, and after Swiss Radio International. It's available in a February posting at the blog of swelling.com. It originally was made for the Fairlawn Amateur Radio Club. Mike Cooper forwards a Guardian story of February 13th. Prime Minister Sunak has rejected calls for Richard Sharp to stand down as BBC chairman, despite the businessman failing to declare his role in arranging a secret 800 kilopound personal loan for Boris Johnson. You need to read the whole story, but John Filiozzi replies, that tells me that Sunak is all in on both the Conservative Party's corruption and its drip, drip, drip plan to hobble the BBC and eventually dismantle it wholesale as a major force in British society and soft power influence in global affairs. One of the Kodar Schwerscher spans contains CWIDs exactly every 20 minutes at 3, 23, and 43 minutes past the hour. I recorded it February 11th, just above 4752 kHz. It's a typical FCC utility call format, WRPW597. I searched out that call sign and immediately found it listed at radioreference.com as licensed to the University of Southern Mississippi at Gulf Shores in Baldwin County, Alabama, and exactly the same info for Destin, Okaloosa County, Florida. USM has a campus at Gulf Park and has the only bachelor's degree in ocean engineering. However, Richard Langley accessed another list of CODAR stations with different designations, not call signs, but abbreviations of their locations. This being for a CSON CODAR ocean sensor at Singing River, Mississippi, known as SGRV. Singing River seems to have a fascinating story all its own of people hearing the river sing, not, of course, connected with CODAR. Richard says the station is on Singing River Island in Pascagoula Bay. There are or were military facilities, and the USM has had some facilities there. There's at least one U.S. TV station still leaving a remote pickup or talkback link on the 26 MHz band. Colin Neal in B.C. was hearing it on 26110. They were mentioning the Bay Area of California. February 15th at midnight 25 UT. Far, far beyond in Chile, Claudio Galas was also reporting this as an NID with News in English, February 15th at 0100 to 0115. By the way, the mode, as Colin pointed out, is narrowband FM. Harold Frojan, Michigan was hearing it February 16th after 20 UT with good reception. HF Underground has a list of these, many of which I remember hearing in years past, but not for quite a while. This one on 26110 is from KOVR-TV in Sacramento, California. These are not studio transmitter links, as sometimes they are called, but most likely to be active during local live newscasts, such as this one at noon Pacific, when correspondents in the field need to be queued without internet or satellite delay. Last Saturday, February 11th, there was a broadcast of World of Radio without notice on IRRS shortwave once again, 7295, caught by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria at 18 UT. That means it was also on the second harmonic, 14590. It's still not on their schedule, so it may have just been a temporary fluke or a filler, but worth checking again. Saturday at 18 on 7295. Their anomaly, our time on WA0RCR 1860 AM in Missouri, very much depends on the length, which is quite variable, of preceding programs. Thus, on UT Sunday, February 12th, World of Radio did not start until 0557. So please don't give up if you don't hear us promptly at 0415. As we forecast last week, the new frequency for WRMI Legends of 5050 is underway, replacing 4980. First heard UT February 14th before 0200, playing Telstar by the Tornadoes. A really neat tune and a one-hit wonder. In this case, WWRB is gone for good from 5050, so they ought to be able to stay here, unlike a brief bit on 5085, which the real WTWW reclaimed. KVOH had been missing from its weekend-only frequency 9975 for several weeks, but I was finally hearing it again UT Monday, February 13th at 0230 past 0500. And Ken Zick in Michigan says he was already hearing it UT Saturday during that 01 to 06 UT broadcast. UT Thursday, February 16th, WRNO 7505 at 0230, was playing John Denver's Country Roads instead of Preaching, and Happy Trails to You at 0330, says Alex Canavos in Chattanooga, Tennessee. He says, I thought they were going back to the way things were in the 80s and early 90s for a minute, but I guess not. They resumed Preaching. Hurry up in DX Nevada on medium wave if you have not yet to the east, because two of their major stations are going dark as of March 1st, says Lance Venna at Radio Insight. Via Dennis Gibson, ABDX, their KDWN 720, which is 50 kilowatts, and the BET 1140 KXST. That's because the tower site has been sold for a lot of money. It's worth much more in a developing area than keeping the radio stations on the air. February 15th from 1632 past 1923, I was hearing something very strange on 9025 AM. There were snippets from President John F. Kennedy's inaugural address, one of the great speeches of history. These would last for about 5 minutes, and then it would go off for 5 minutes. Back and forth, back and forth. Certainly JFK deserves more respect than that. I found something like this had been reported before almost exactly 1 year ago on February 18th, 2022, in HF Underground. Signal was quite good. It could have been a regular shortwave broadcaster. Last year's report suspected this being from the U.S. military rather than a pirate. As I speak, nothing heard about this yet on the mainstream media, but Lucas Bandura forwards a report from RTL-SDR.com that the U.S. Air Force may have shot down an amateur radio PICO balloon over Canada. That's P-I-C-O. The propagation outlook from SWPC. Geomagnetic activity may reach unsettled levels February 22nd and 24th with ANK indices of 10 and 3, and peaking at 18 and 4 on March 6th. Solar flux dipping to 130 February 24th to 26th, and up to 180 by March 7th. And that's World of Radio, 2178. Glenn Hauser here. Thanks for listening. And hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.